Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey guys, we are on day number 3. Woohoo! Of our 5-day Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Biz Challenge. So I want to hear from you guys. Let me know. I know some people are just jumping on now because we started right at 12, both in the Facebook group and in Zoom. How are things going? I've been seeing the comments, lots of different ideas coming, which is awesome, because the whole purpose of this 5-day Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Biz Challenge is about getting clarity. That's why we're doing exercises. That's why we're doing these worksheets, because this is the work that most people, when they want to build an online program or an online course, they don't do. So they just decide one day, okay, I'm going to run this 7-day detox challenge, or I'm going to launch this online course about intermittent fasting or weightlifting. And then they put it up, they create it, they put it up, and then no one buys it. And they're like, what the heck? Why is no one buying it? Well, it's because they haven't done this pre-work, and it's the clarity. So as soon as you get clear on who you're selling to, what you're offering, the transformation you're providing, which we're going to talk about today, your ideal client, and then the steps to building an online program actually become super easy. And marketing to your audience and finding your people and all that stuff, because you're so clear on who they are, the problem that you're going to solve for them, the transformation you're going to take them through, the topic you're going to teach. So doing this work, while some of you may think, you know, this seems, do I really need to do this? I already have an online program. If you've never done this work, go back and do it. And if you're launching one, 100%, you have to do it now before you even think about creating one. Okay. So today, I'm just going to give 1 second here. So we got Amanda, of course, manning the chat. So we are streaming, remember, both on Zoom and on Facebook. So sometimes we might not see the comments as they come in. So please don't think we're ignoring you. We'll definitely get to them. And we will have a question period at the end too. Okay. So before I start, one more thing, remember, worksheet is in the comment section, or sorry, the chat section of Zoom, and in the above comment or video description on Facebook. So click on that link, download it, and let's get ready to rock. Okay, so today we are on day 3, and we're going to be talking about the transformation and outcome that your program topic and that your online program or course is going to provide. So this is the most important piece of your online program.
Okay. Can I just jump in and interrupt you and just say, like, guys, yeah, for this one, like, take a lot of notes, pay close attention to what you're about to learn, because this is the stuff that is going to help divide you from, like, the people that are just offering benefits to actually being able to sell your program to solve a problem. So I'm so excited about today. Sorry. I just had to say.
Totally. That. And we always say, you know, we use the idea of a framework, like of a house. So, you know, as you're building the foundation of your house, you've got to make sure, of course, you're like laying the bricks, and then you're creating a really strong foundation. And then after that, you can go ahead and you can decorate if you want to have, let's say, sliding doors, or you want to have really nice curtains, or you want to put a pool in, and all these things. Those come later on. But this is part of building that strong foundation, because the house needs to withstand a lot, the long term, right? So once you take the time to do this work and build your house, the rest of it, you can revamp it and you can add on different benefits and features and worksheets and all this stuff. But if you don't know what the transformation and the outcome that your program is going to provide to people, you're missing that foundational piece, and you're not going to be able to launch your program or actually make it work. Okay. So this is the most important piece. It's the heartbeat of your program. Now, going back to what we learned over the last 2 days. So the first thing we talked about was understanding your niche. This is really important too, especially if you are, as Amanda said, if you're talking to everybody. So if you're like, I do fitness for men and women and children and elderly and pre and postnatal, and I do yoga and I do this. And you have this fear that if you don't talk to everybody, you're not going to get enough customers, right? So she really spent a lot of time. If you didn't watch day 1, go back and watch the video in the Facebook group, because it's about selecting that specific market that you're going to be selling to. So within your area of, let's say, women, what is that specific market? What is that specific segment of women that you are going to be selling your program to, or of men, or of children? So that's the first step. So we have to make sure we know what that market is. Yesterday, we talked about the topic. So what is it that you're going to teach in your online program? Because again, you might have a million different certifications and a different experience and gotten really great results for people, or maybe you're in media for things. So we went through a worksheet yesterday to help you really drill down what is not only the topic that, against the 4P criteria, is going to pump you up, that's going to solve a problem, so people actually need this program, that has purchasing power, so people will actually buy this program, and lastly, is part of your bigger purpose. Okay, so we drilled down yesterday and started to understand what is the topics that, number one, we can teach on and that we're experts in, because this is where a lot of people get stuck. They think, I'm not an expert in anything, or, you know, I could teach on 5 different things, so I'm going to try to teach them all. But there's one thing when you do this exercise that you're going to pull out of, you know, it's the diamond in the rough. You're going to find it in there. And that's the one thing that's going to be your standout topic. So if you didn't do yesterday, day 2, we're going to go back and do that. Now, today we're talking about the transformation. So the transformation is the positive result that your client is going to gain from taking your program. And this is going to be how it's going to change their life for the better. Because people buy things that are either going to transform, number one, their health, number 2, their wealth, or number 3, their relationships. Okay, so if it's going to change one of those three things, it's, or going to help transform one of those three things, it's a lot easier for them to invest in than, let's say, if you're just selling like a product. So we've got to think of from the way of, how is this going to either make them their health better, their wealth better, or their relationships better? Now, in our field, of course, mostly it's to do with health, but it's also to do with relationships. And a lot of people don't realize that. And then in addition to that, it could be with their wealth too. So today we're talking about the transformation, and we have to get this down before we start to move on to what's called the offer. So the offer is the vehicle you're going to create to get them that transformation. So it's almost like driving a car, right? So that's your offer is your program. So once you know the transformation, the destination from A to B that they're going, then you just create the car. You create the offer, which is good. They're going to get in it, A, sign up for your program, and drive to B, which is the transformation you're providing. Okay. And this makes it really simple too, for you to start to create the modules for your courses, or deciding what you're going to include in your courses, as opposed to just, you know, looking at other things and slapping a whole bunch of stuff together because you think people want more things, when in reality, they don't want more work. They want a transformation. Okay. So a couple of truth bombs here. I love this little picture. It says, nobody wants to buy a course. They want to buy an outcome. So this is where we have to get our minds out of the idea of like, they're going to want to buy my course. They're going to want to buy my course. Like, what could I put in my course that they're going to want to buy? No, we have to shift that mindset to, what is the outcome that they really want from my course? And that is what I'm going to deliver to them. That is what I'm going to market to them. That is what they're actually going to pull out their wallets and invest in my course, is when they understand, or when I can communicate to them that they're going to get this outcome. So transformations are what people will gain from taking your online course. It is where you're going to be taking them. So from point A, as I mentioned, to point B, as well as the outcome and the result that they will get from working with you. And even right now, if you have an online program, can you easily state what is the transformation that your program provides? So if you're already offering in-person programs or online programs, it doesn't matter, either one, can you clearly articulate what is that transformation? What is point A to point B? What is the results they're going to get from working with you? Because most of the time, like I would say probably 7 to 8 times out of 10, the people that we coach, they can't articulate that. So this is why it's so important, guys, because again, this is about getting clear, and this is going to make developing your program so easy. So let's look at it from a couple of examples. So people are not buying the product. And as course creators or as fitness professionals, we like to get really attached and really obsessed with creating products, right? Or programs. So we're like, okay, we're going to create the 7-day detox for weight loss. And then we're going to put in meal plans. And then they're going to need some worksheets. And then I'm going to do coaching. Oh my God, this is going to be great. And then I'm going to give them workout videos. And I'm going to do all this stuff. And we get so obsessed with this product that we don't think about why they're buying that product. Okay, so what is the outcome that they want? So when they go to purchase your 7-day detox, what are they actually thinking about in their minds? They're thinking, okay, if I do this 7-day detox, I'm going to lose weight, which is going to make me feel a lot better about myself and increase my confidence because I'm not feeling good in my skin right now. I'm going to buy this because I've been dealing with serious bloating. Like I look 9 months pregnant and I just, if I do this for 7 days, oh my gosh, then I'm going to feel less bloated in my clothes. I'm not going to be exhausted by 7 o'clock because I can barely keep my eyes open to watch like Big Brother or The Bachelorette or whatever it is that's going on that they're into. They're buying the outcome of feeling confident. So do you see that little shift there? Even when you start to think about it from, instead of thinking about your program, like, oh, all these things I'm going to put in my program that they're going to really love because it's going to be so great for them to support them on their journey. That's great. We need to think about that at some point. But the first step is, what are they thinking about? Not what you think that they want to include. What are they thinking about in that moment when they're about to buy your 7-day detox? What is going through their brain? Because they are not buying it for the meal plans and for the worksheets and for the coaching. They don't care about that stuff. What they care about is how they're going to feel afterwards. Okay, so another example of this is in Fit Chicks Academy. So for us, when people sign up for our 12-week fitness and nutrition expert program, they're not signing up because of the audio modules and the video modules and the video exercise library and the weekly coaching and all that stuff. They're signing up because when they think about taking this program, they're thinking about, oh my gosh, I could actually become a certified fitness instructor, which has always been a dream of mine. And not only that, if I take this program, they also offer nutrition and wellness and they talk about business. So I'm going to become a holistic professional, which most people aren't. So that's even cooler. Like that to me makes me feel way more confident in my skills. I also am thinking about, I really want to start my own fitness business. And this is the key to doing that. They're also thinking about, oh, maybe I could quit my desk job that I hate and pursue this dream I've always had. And then also they're probably thinking, okay, if I take this program, it's 12 weeks, it's not a weekend course. So I'm going to feel also super confident and prepared with my skills and with my coaching if I take this. So again, it's about them. It's not about you. So the less you focus on what is involved in your program at this point of transformation talk, of course, again, when we get to building out our modules, but this is the foundation that it's all going to come back to because we're going to create things then that make this feeling come to life, right? So it's really, really important that you have to remember they're not buying a product. They're buying the outcome of your product. Okay. So one little tip that I like to say before we even get into this kind of worksheet and this clarity exercise for transformation and outcome is that when you are thinking about, when you're starting to get into this process, okay, so let's use the idea again of the 7-day detox. So when someone would want to take your online program, just sit there for a moment and think about what would they be daydreaming about in their life? Like what would they be daydreaming about how their life would be better after taking your program? And this is really powerful. And Amanda's going to talk tomorrow more about finding those ideal clients, but this is where we're starting to get into their heads. Okay. And it's really powerful because this is what they really want. And as a marketer, as an online course creator, as a coach, this is the stuff that will make you be able to be successful versus people who are just creating programs and thinking, oh, if I just slap it up on a website, they're going to want to buy it. So like even recently, I just had, someone come to me who had been with a previous business coach. And she was like, I really need your help. My program is not selling. I'm like, well, send me your stuff. Let me look at it. The first thing right away, she sent me her sales page. There was not one thing about the transformation that her program provided. It was just about the features and the benefits. So it was just about her, you know, her weight loss program that included 8 weeks of meal plans, 8 weeks of workouts, you know, 10 worksheets, 2 check-ins, X, Y, Z. It was so, there was no connection and there was nothing that made it different. And there was nothing that spoke to the client. So right away, we started working on reworking, doing these exercises that you guys are doing to help her get clarity on her client. And then once she started to incorporate that, she started selling her program. So it's so, so important. So when you start to, even though this girl doesn't look too happy, I'd be happy if I was thinking about it, palm trees and a vacation. But just as you just thought about your topic, before we even move into doing this statement, I want you to pause for a second. So we had some great ideas yesterday. Someone was saying, you know, they want to do natural methods to help women deal with migraines. to manage migraines. So what would your client, or what would someone who wants to buy your program, if they saw your program, what would they be dreaming about in that moment as they saw your program? So for migraines, they probably started dreaming about, oh my gosh, imagine never having a migraine again. Imagine being able to have the tools in my pocket that I don't have to make a doctor's appointment every time I have a migraine and stop my life. So jot that stuff down. And again, this will make you really stand out. Okay, so now we've uncovered that topic that we're going to teach. These are the keys to creating a program that sells. Okay, so you need to be crystal clear on the following. So this is all on the worksheet. So you need to understand who you are selling to / serving. We always like to say serving because selling, of course, is not a bad thing at all. We've got to get it out of our minds that selling is a negative thing. But really what you're doing by creating these programs is you're helping people. You're solving a problem. So who are you serving? Who are you helping solve this problem? So include, of course, you know, this is all the stuff from the niche. So we know this by now because we've done our niche exercise, right? What problem am I solving for them? So what are they struggling with? So this, of course, we know because we just did their topic. So the problem, let's say if I'm doing a program for menopausal women who are 50 plus, the problem I'm going to help them with is fat loss through hormonal balance. So that's what that's the problem I'm solving for them. They're dealing with excess weight due to menopause. I'm going to help them solve that problem. So what is the transformation my program provides? So this is taking them from point A to point B. What is the outcome for my program? And this is both emotional and logical. So don't worry, we're going to look at some examples of this. And why does my ideal client really want to take this program? So this is what we just talked about, that daydream. What is it that's really motivating them to take this program? What is their pain that they're in right now that you are going to help solve? Okay, so this is our transformation outcome statement, fill in the blanks. So this is what we're going to work towards filling out. Okay, so let's do a case study because, of course, it makes it a lot easier to do it when we're talking through examples. So yesterday I told you my topic is fat loss for women ages 50 plus currently going through menopause. So this is not women who are pre-menopause or who have already gone through menopause. They're currently in the midst of menopause. And, you know, their hormones are all over the place and they're dealing with weight issues, okay? So this chart is also on your, let me just move this down here for a second. This chart is something that you guys are going to fill out. And this is on your worksheet as well. That's going to help you then fill out that outcome statement that we just looked at, that fill in the blank one. Over here, this chart is going to help you get really clear on this, okay? And this is going to be something, too, that not only we're going to use now, this is now going to be used later on for all of your marketing, for your verbiage, for your Facebook Lives, for your posts, for anything that goes along with your course. So you're taking your client from point A to point B so they can, and then, which is the outcome that they really want. Now, we're going to go through three different steps of before and after. So before, of course, is point A and after is point B. So the first thing is what does your client have before taking your course and what will they have after they finish it? Okay. So this is what problem is she struggling with before and what is the solution to that afterwards. So my example of my topic that I'm helping, I'm going to teach fat loss for women 50 plus who are currently in menopause. So my point A, what does she have? Well, she has a huge struggle going through menopause. Her hormones are out of control. She's dealing with crazy sugar cravings. She's dealing with rapid weight gain, which is causing a spare tire around her waist and nothing is working. She has hot flashes. She has low sex drive. She's on an emotional and physical roller coaster. She does not want to go on hormone therapy. So going through any, you know, synthetic or going to the doctor for this approach, but she has no idea how to start to manage this naturally. Okay. So after going through my program, the transformation she's going to get is through balancing her hormones using natural methods, such as diet, exercise, and supplementation, she has balanced out her weight and metabolism. Her spare tire of hormonal fat is reduced. She has stopped having hot flashes and her sex drive has increased. Now, if you already have clients, this is going to be a lot easier for you to fill out because you already have some understanding of this in person. So let's say you're already training women in person who are struggling with fat loss, who are 50 plus and going through menopause. So these could be based on actual clients, thinking about your actual clients, conversations you've had with them, what you've done with them that has then helped them get to the other side of this problem. And it's the same thing because as we start to build it online, we're going to provide the same transformation. If you don't have clients though, and let's say you're launching your very first hormonal program for women 50 plus for fat loss, then what you want to do is either go out and interview, and Amanda's going to talk about that tomorrow with the ideal client, find people who either are struggling with this problem and get real information. It's better to get it from their mouth specifically as opposed to actually just making it up in your mind. But you can do research. If you Google this and you start looking at different articles, you'll see what people are struggling with. Okay. Then the next part is feel. So now this is the first part is have. This is their problem. This is where they're going to be after. Now, how do they feel? How do they feel on the inside? So we want to know, how does our client feel before taking your program and how is she going to feel afterwards? So for my example of women 50 plus, who are going through menopause and struggling with fat loss, she feels like she's at war with her own body, like it's a foreign enemy. She feels frustrated and depressed and out of control. She feels uncomfortable in her skin and is dying for anyone to help her. Like she just literally feels like her body is a foreign being. It's against her. She's like, what the heck is happening to me? I've never felt like this in my life. Am I going to feel like this for the rest of my life? After going through my program for fat loss using natural methods and hormone balancing, she's going to feel lean and strong. She's going to feel sexy in her skin and in control of her body. She's going to feel empowered that she can manage her hormones. She's going to feel amazing about this new chapter in her life. So again, this is getting into the mindset of the client. What do they feel like before and what do they feel like afterwards? And then lastly is. Okay, so this is who she is before she starts taking your program, and who will she be afterwards? So this is different than the feeling. This is different than the problem solving. This again is more on the emotional side. So she is depressed. She's overweight. She has imbalanced hormones while she's going through menopause. She's trying to lose weight through natural methods and feels at war with her own body. Afterwards, she's going to be vibrant. She's going to be managing her hormones through natural methods like fitness, diet, and supplements, and she's going to feel in control and fierce in her skin. Okay, so the purpose of this too, of course, is to make sure you're extremely clear on point A and on point B. So when we go to build our program, when we go to build our car that's going to drive us from point A to point B, you're going to be so clear on exactly what she is feeling beforehand and what you're going to deliver at the end. And then what happens as we go to build our program, we just need to figure out what exactly does she need, or what do I need to provide her for her to get from A to B? What do I need to include in my program for her to go from struggling through menopause to my point B here, balancing her hormones through natural methods. No more struggles through menopause. Okay? So this chart is in your worksheet. It's so important because, again, this is going to get you into the mind of your client. This also is going to get you clear on your transformation. So as I would now take that information that I just brainstormed out of where she is before, now I'm going to fill out the transformation outcome statement. So this is it blank for you guys to fill out. And this is my example. So my niche, so from day one, back to the niche, I'm dealing with women going through menopause ages 50 plus. That's my market that I want to work with, my niche that I want to work with. Okay. Now the topic I'm going to teach them, my topic is fat loss for women ages 50 plus currently going through menopause. So any woman who's out there looking to lose weight or fat loss while they're in menopause, I'm going to be the go-to person. So the transformation and outcome they're going to get from working with me is, and then of course, A and B is, line one and line two is our niche and our topic. So I serve women ages 50 plus currently going through menopause who are struggling with hormonal weight gain. This is the problem they're struggling with. They've gained weight because they're in menopause. I'm going to help them lose weight, right? I help them easily manage their hormones for fat loss through natural methods like exercise, nutrition, and supplementation so they can feel confident and sexy in their skin during this life change and in control of this life shift, and avoid hot flashes, the spare tire around the waist, and feeling at war with their own bodies. Okay, so now what you could see here is all of this that I filled out, these last three, or especially these last two statements, comes from that chart that we just did. Because we want to show them so they can, which is what they want the most. This statement is so powerful. And again, it's something too that a lot of people leave out. They just talk about point A to point B. I take women from struggling with hormonal weight gain during menopause to effective fat loss through natural methods during menopause. But we forget about the person, right? That's what you do. That's the first steps of this, what you do. But then for them, when they're daydreaming and they're thinking about signing up for your program, this is what they're going to buy. So they can now feel confident and sexy in their skin during this life change and in control of this life shift, and avoid what they fear the most, which is they don't want any more hot flashes. They don't want that spare tire around their waist any longer. They don't want to feel at war with their bodies. So by filling out this statement and by being able to be so clear on the niche you're serving, the topic, and the transformation and outcome of working with you, you now have the clearest foundation to start moving forward with building an online program. If you cannot answer this, you're not ready yet. You're not ready to move on. So that's why this is so important. So again, just going through this, step one, we talked about the niche. We talked about day one. That's a specific market. Day two, we talked about the topic, which is what you're going to teach in your online program. Now we've gone deeper and we talked about the transformation, which is the positive result that they're going to get from taking your program and how it's going to change their life for the better. Now, before we go to create our offer, which is our car, our little car that's going to drive us from A to B of transformation, there's still one more step, and that's going to be with Amanda tomorrow, and that's about finding your ideal client. So now we know what she's thinking and kind of like very top line, what problem she's struggling with, who she's going to be before and after working with you, what she's feeling before and after. Now we have to go find her where she is right now in this sea, in this ocean out there. We've got to start to pull her into your world. So by working with Amanda tomorrow, you get so clear on who that ideal client is that you're going to provide this transformation for, that then we can move forward with building your program, which of course is your offer. Okay, so now it's your turn. Before we move on, make sure you have filled out your worksheet. Of course, we've got questions now to open it up, but we want to make sure, of course, before you do anything else, do day one, two, and three. And if you've just jumped on today, go back and do those before you even focus on doing this one. Okay, do we have any questions?
Okay, so questions. Type them into the chat function, guys, so that I can relay them to Laura. Louise is just saying that was such a clear example and steps were very well explained. So she's loving it.
Oh, good.
Pia is saying that she thinks that it sounds like she needs to take your course, the menopause course.
Awesome. See, now we know there's a market for it.
Super funny. There was a question. I'm just trying to find it here in the... Wait 1 second, because I'm just trying to see it all in our comments. Okay, so it was Deb Silvers. You were wondering, Deb, you're specifically in our Fitness and Nutrition Expert program right now, and your question was, is this the same information that is covered in our business module in the Fitness and Nutrition Expert program?
No, it is not. So the business section of the Fitness and Nutrition Expert program is more focused on how to set up and start your business. So more in terms of the actual logistics around it, this is more of the strategy behind building an online program. So of course it translates into in-person as well, but this is specifically stuff to help you guys build your online courses and online program.
Exactly. There isn't any other questions right now, guys. This is your chance. Laura's in the hot seat.
I'm in the hot seat. But this is something, guys, that I really want you guys to try to remember when you're a kid and you just like let your mind kind of run wild. it's very hard for us, or for a lot of people. I've never been someone who has had a hard time visualizing and daydreaming and things like that. But for some of us, it's really difficult to get into the mindset of the people we helped. So one thing that I always think too, and we talked about this a bit yesterday when we talked about your topic, it's a lot easier, of course, to teach something and from an authentic place that you have experienced yourself, right? So if you have gone through a weight loss transformation, so for example, me, I've lost 50 pounds myself. And I talk about that a lot throughout a lot of our Fit Chicks Academy programs, because I know exactly what it feels like to be 50 pounds overweight and to have to go through the process of losing it. I know what works and what didn't work. So if you're having a really hard time to visualize somebody else, go back to your story and remember what it was like. Amanda, sorry, just for when you're...
Yep. Oh, so sorry. I was just clicking on that. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, no worries. If you're having a hard time getting into the mindset of a client, don't forget about you. You know, go back to you. If you went through this transformation of losing weight, or if you are currently going through menopause, let's say, for example, when Pia was saying, I want to take your course. What does that feel like for you? What has been your struggle? What would be the things you wish would happen? So this is where too, of course, the more personal and attachment you can get to it, the easier it's going to be for you to talk about it, and the easier it's going to be for you to actually market and sell your online program. So if you have a hard time, like I said, thinking about people in the third person, utilize this going back to your transformation. And that's what I do. Even when I'm writing sales pages or writing copy, even for any of our programs, fitness and nutrition expert program, holistic nutrition weight loss expert program, for any of our Fit Chicks challenges and things like that, I go back to that time when I was not certified yet, and the doubts and the feelings that I had, right? Or what I was struggling with to get past. When it came to my weight loss, I went back to the time that I was struggling with it. And this again is going to really help you not only create that authenticity, but it's going to help you build that connection as you start to communicate with your clients. So the other thing too is just, these are the two, so the three things that are on your worksheet are these questions, this statement, and this chart. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is, I would say start off with the chart. Okay.
Yeah.
Start off with the chart, even though it's the second thing on the worksheet. I would start off with the chart. This is the last thing that we're going to fill in. So start off with the chart and then go to these questions and ask yourself them. And if you cannot clearly answer one of these questions, make sure you go back and review your chart, review your outcome, go back to day one and day two. And then once you can answer all of these questions, then you can go ahead and fill out this statement. And this will be your transformation statement that you're going to now utilize throughout your entire program. Because again, that's what people are going to buy. They want to buy the transformation you're providing. They don't want to buy your worksheets and your modules. They don't care. So you've got to connect to them on that emotional level.
So there is a question here from Pia. She wants to know, how do you market your course when you know there's a need, but the ideal client is still focused on what pill can I take to fix my issue instead of doing the work or trying something new? It's a great question.
Well, that's why one of the big things too is, especially doing this work, because you're going to get doing this, these charts and this clarity work, it's going to get you into that mindset. So what is that person thinking right now? If they are, so they're still in the mindset of, is a pill the only solution? Like, is that what they believe? There's a lot of people out there who don't even know that natural methods could be a solution. So you're going to have to start to talk in the language that they talk in and say things like, are you currently taking this medication and think it's the only solution? So that would be something that if I was taking that medication, I'd be like, wait a second. Yeah, I'm taking that medication. There's another solution. And then you would start to introduce them. Because when it comes to sales and marketing, and I said this a little bit yesterday, and we're diving a bit deeper. We get into this all in one of our programs, but you know, there's different ideal clients in a sense. You're one ideal client, but there's different places that they are on the journey. So some of them are cold. They have never heard of you or your program. They don't even know that this could be something that they're dealing with. There's ones who are warm, who already are like, okay, I've got this issue and I need to find a solution for it. And they might know of you. And then there's people who are hot who already know you're the go-to. They're just literally waiting for you to open your program. So you've got to figure out where your client is. And if you are someone who is going after, and I do not recommend going after people necessarily who are completely unaware, because it's going to be harder for you to sell to them. Because first you have to make them aware of their problem and their pain that they might not even know they have. And then you have to sell them on it. So it's almost like you want to, if you're, for example, dealing with somebody, let's say who's already taking pills for their problem, you want to find people who are taking the pills, but already know that they don't want to be taking the pills. Like there's a lot of people out there who are like, I don't want to be on pills. I'm taking pills right now and I don't want to be on pills for the rest of my life. So they're starting searching for different, you know, different other alternatives. That would be the group I would be going after versus someone who's taking pills and doesn't even know there's an alternative solution. Because they're the people who you would educate over a period of time. It's going to take you a lot longer to get them into your world.
Awesome. And then this isn't really a question, just more of a comment, but I think you can add to this, Laura. It's from Julie, and it just says, it's not really a question, but I've lost and gained weight while having a neuropathy, which limits me at times to stay strong and strengthen my muscles, fighting against atrophy. I want to use my experience to help other women feel better. So there's not really a question in it, but I think maybe just a confirmation of like, that sounds like a really good plan, you know, because in my mind, I'm like, what you're saying right now, Julie, is that this is kind of the direction that you think you want to go, but you sound maybe like you're just trying to confirm if that makes sense. And I do think that 100% makes sense. When you've experienced it, you know, like what Laura was saying about losing weight, or for me to be able to share with like people natural remedies for anxiety, like I've overcome anxiety. So for me, it would come so naturally and it would come from a place of a deeper understanding. And I think that you have that same understanding because you're consistently working through that same problem and you don't have to be on the other side of it. You just have to show that you have moved forward towards that end result.
And this is something too, where Julie, this would be a great exercise to do with yourself in mind. So, you know, going through this, you know, who you're serving, what they're struggling with, what's the result that it's going to get from working with you. The thing is though, guys, is you have to be able to provide a result. Okay. So it's, and the clearer you can get on the result. So for example, one of the clearest things that I could say, and this is really hard to promise, but if you had a program that you said you're going to lose 10 pounds in 30 days, that's a pretty clear result, right, guys? Like that's a pretty clear, like you're not going to feel confident in your skin in 30 days. Like that's kind of, that's a result, but it's not as measurable. As human beings, we like simple, we like numbers, we like logic, we like these things. So it's not saying that you have to have that clarity of like a 10 pound in 30 day, but you have to be clear on the result that they're going to get. So for example, again, fitness and nutrition expert program, the result, you get certified. And then there's also the emotional result. So that's the logical result, is you get a certification as a fitness, a group fitness and personal trainer. And then the emotional side of it is that you can go after your dreams and live your passion and quit your job that you hate. And you know what I mean? Start the business you love. Like those are the emotional sides of it. So when you think about your program, what are they going to leave your program with? Is it going to be weight loss? Is it going to be a new way of living that they literally can have long-term pain-free life? Is it that they're going to, you know, build a bigger booty? Is it that they're going to detox off sugar? So what is the, when you're thinking about the end of that, driving that car from A, they're getting in addicted to sugar, and they're getting out at stop number B, not addicted to sugar and having alternatives to be able to deal with it for the long term. So just try the simpler. We tend to make things really complicated. And we almost, one other thing I like to do is go back to like the five-year-old brain. Like would a five-year-old understand this? Like, would you be able to explain this so simply that you're like, okay, honey, you're addicted to sugar. You're five, you eat 12 lollipops a day. And they would probably be like, I don't know what addicted to sugar is, but they would understand, okay, you have 12 lollipops a day. We can't do this anymore. At the end of this 7 days, 14 days, 30 day detox, you will not be addicted to sugar anymore. Again, a five-year-old is not going to understand the word addiction, but that's simple that they can articulate, and they can understand the outcome. And the simpler the understanding of the outcome, the easier it's going to be for them to buy.
Awesome. Okay. There's another question here. Sorry, I got to flip screens. how, this is from Brandy, and this is a great question. How can we overcome all of the quick fixes that are advertised right now that people are drawn to rather than putting in the work to see the results?
Yeah. So this is something, of course, we struggle with in our business as well. And everyone struggles with, because there's this, I shouldn't even say there's just this idea. As human nature, we want to find the easiest way possible, right? And, but we also understand in health and fitness, you can't just work out three times and then suddenly you have the perfect body and never have to work out again. Or, you know, just stop eating junk food for 7 days and then you can go back to eating it and you're never going to have a weight gain issue, right? So it is, has to be a lifelong commitment. Now, this is where marketing copy comes in. And this is where, of course, you're not going to lie, but it's going to be in the way that you position things. Because even, for example, for us, we always get people into our world with, you know, of course, like talking about our programs and with time, not time limits, but let's say, for example, the 12-week fitness and nutrition expert program, our holistic nutrition program is 8 weeks, the 28-day challenge, these things. But we know in our hearts and from a very good intentional place is that once people take our programs, we know 100% this will transform their lives for the better. If they actually do the work, if they actually do the program as it is created, if they will come out on the other side successful and, you know, change their health, change their career, change their life. We know that. So in a sense, our goal is to get them in with not lies, not saying, oh, quick fixes, blah, 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 but in a way that the copy is like, this is really going to help you. But our goal is to get them into the long-term changes, which we do through our program. So it is really about how you position it in the marketing copy, because people do want to feel like you are going to provide them with a solution. However, you also, you don't want to be untruthful, but you also have to understand that that verbiage needs to get them in. But then on the back end, that's where we're going to create this lifestyle and a program that's going to help them for the long haul. Because you have to think about it, guys, when people come to the place of wanting to purchase a program, typically they are in pain. So it's not physical pain. It's not saying, oh, I hit my elbow and I need to go take a program. They're in pain because they either tried on that pair of pants and it's too tight and they feel disgusting. And they're like, I hate my body right now. I want to make a change. And in our mind, we're like, you know, body positivity and mindset shifting and all this stuff. But all they're thinking is, I need to do something right now. My pants are too tight and I want to lose a spare tire around my waist because I feel gross. And that's just the real honest truth. And we can sugarcoat that with words of body positivity and all this stuff, but that's what's going through someone's head. So in our mind, we can start to shift their mindset about weight and their body, and we can shift their health. But first, we got to get them in the door. So with that, that's when we're like 28-day challenge to jumpstart your weight loss. You know, we're not saying it's a long-term solution, but to jumpstart. So you have to think about the pain that they're in that moment. Like even when we ran our boot camp programs in person, the influx of people that would sign up at the very last moment, because most people are not like, I'm going to take a boot camp in 7 weeks. You know, they're like, oh my God, the boot camp starts on Monday. I just tried on those jeans. They're too tight. Ah, should I do this? I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's where the signups come from. It's a lot of psychology, guys.
And just, I mean, just to add to that, if you don't mind. So what you were saying, like even about our boot camps, like, you know, as long as you are actually providing the transformation and stuff like that, you can use certain wording as required. Like, for example, even with our boot camps, even though we were always never focused, like our marketing efforts were never like six pack abs or like, you know, showing people in crop tops and things like that. We would say stuff in the marketing copy. We would say like, you know, help like lose up to 10 pounds in 8 weeks with our program, because that was our way of like drawing them in, because we knew that that was the focus. They were so hyper-focused on the number, right? The number was so important to them, of like, people always get fixated on like weight loss as a number, like a scale number. So we would use that as like a tool to kind of pull them into our world. But then once they were in our boot camps, the discussion was never about a scale or about weight loss or anything else. It was always about shifting that mindset into what we believe to be true. So it was like, that was like the hook to pull them in. And then once they were in, we were able to help them transform their body, but also their mind, so that they can get outside of that being drawn to those quick fixes as their only solution constantly. And then that's what kept them as long-term clients.
And also just to note on that too, those numbers did come from actual results that we had gotten clients. Like, we didn't just make those numbers up. The thing is, you have to be ethical. You have to be truthful about what your program provides. So based on, it would say based on past grads of our FitChix bootcamp, you can lose up to XYZ, lose this many inches, la, 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 la.
Exactly.
It really boils down to the marketing. And the whole thing is, though, is that it's really, though, don't get fixated on the marketing, but get fixated on your client. Because the more you understand what your client's going through, the quick fix stuff will start to fall to the wayside. Because, you know, even though, of course, we don't want to dive into two. There's so many things we could talk to you guys about. But when it comes to transformation, too, and when it comes to your client, you also want to work with people who, A, you can truly help, and B, you really want to work with. And there are people, like, do you want to work with people who want quick fixes? So the more you can understand...
We're going to talk about that tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, and the more you can understand your client and the more you can speak to that client, then you're going to attract the people who you want to help. Like for us, it says right on our pages, if you want a quick fix, we are not for you. Like, because we literally, for even our certification programs, like there's work that goes along with it, right? We're not just going to, you're not just going to show up and we're going to just give you a certificate. And that attracts the right type of people.
There's another question from Louisa. Louisa, hey, it says, say we have the clarity already of what we want to do besides the research and going through these steps. Do you also need to do a market analysis, look for a mentor? What about the tech stuff? How long does this process take on average? I know it's different for each person in business, but are we talking months, years? Any feedback on this? Which is a good question.
Yeah. So, okay. To break that down, awesome that you already know what you want to work with, because that's amazing. Next step I would say would be to do this work to start to get clear. The third thing would be definitely to join a program or to find a mentor who can fast track, because you can learn a lot of stuff about business and online business, but it ends up, number one, it changes really quickly. And number two, there's so much conflicting information out there. So if your goal is to build an online program, then find an online program that can take you from A to Z. In terms of timing, again, that really depends. Like, we have launched online programs very quickly. Like, you can literally launch a sales funnel, build it, launch it, in terms of like a week. However, we already had a very clear understanding of things that we were already doing. So I would say it would probably take about 2 months to create and launch as a minimum, if you are working on this. Because again, many people, they want to launch an online program, but they don't want to do the work that goes along with it. So, and then they wonder why it doesn't work. So, and then, I would say like a minimum of 2 months, but you could do it within 2 months if you were focused on it. But if you have the right coach or the right program, they'll talk through all the tech, everything you need. Amanda's going to be talking about that stuff too on Friday. But the framework and all that good stuff to launch your online programs.
Yes. Yeah, so make sure you tune in on Friday. Tomorrow too, because tomorrow's all about your ideal client. But Friday is going to be all about your 4-step framework. And I'm going to be diving deep. It's going to be like a bigger webinar. We're going to be diving into some really serious stuff on that day. So make sure you check it out. The next question comes from Pia, and it says, will the next couple of days touch on pricing for courses specifically? So I can answer that because I'm for the next 2 days. And the answer is not necessarily. Pricing specifically is, we actually do cover the pricing in you're part of our fitness and nutrition expert program. And in that, there's actually like a whole section in the business component that'll talk about pricing. Pricing is such a like intricate sort of thing to talk about. Like, there's so much to talk about when it comes to that. There's so many layers to it that in these short trainings, it's really hard for me to get into that like super deep. I will be touching on it, but it's not going to be something that is going to be like a deep dive. Look at your business module. When the business modules get released in the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, check out the session number 2 will be about pricing strategies. So you'll have that information in there, but you won't necessarily have it during these next 2 days because there's just so much more that you need to be doing before we even get to thinking about your pricing of your course. You've got to be thinking about all of these other steps beforehand.
And that's just it. There's, you know, this 5 days is really about, that's what it's called, about getting clarity and confidence to creating your online program. Because all of those other things, they're important, but they're not important yet. So when they become important in terms of pricing and all that stuff, that will be later down the road. But also the more you do this work and the clearer you get on the stuff, the more you can actually charge because you're going to realize how much value you're actually providing, which for a lot of people is hard as well to be able to price an online course because they underprice themselves and they undervalue what they're actually doing. So once you actually understand the transformation you're providing for someone, you're also going to feel a lot more confident with the price that you decide on and why you've decided on that price.
Awesome. Hey, there's no other questions.
Awesome. Sauce.
Good job in your hot seat.
Yay. Okay, guys. So amazing job today. Of course, this is, if you want to watch the replay, it's going to be live in the Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Biz Facebook group, which is, it's a private group. If you haven't joined it yet, just, you know, click to join and then we'll accept you. So it's got the other 2 days too in there. So day 1, day 2, day 3 will be there. So you can go back. The worksheets are linked with them. So you can download them, work through them. Tomorrow, we're heading into more about your client now. So we have this understanding of what we could teach, the transformation we're going to provide. Now, who is this person that we're helping? And this is going to be key, not only to once you get to actually building out the stuff for your program, but also to be able to attract that client and know who you're even talking to. And then on Friday, we have the final, which is the framework, the final framework.
So excited. I'm so excited to teach it. I've been working really hard on it. So you guys are going to be, you know, hopefully blown away by all the information. It's going to be so cool. There is one other question that just popped up. Sorry, I just want to answer it before we jump off here. And it's, Pia just wanted to know, besides what's in the F&E program, do you also offer more in-depth or one-on-one business coaching opportunities?
Ooh, well, we will be talking about that on Friday.
Yeah, we have a big announcement on Friday for you guys. So make sure that you join us live so that you can hear all about it and hear about some special opportunities for you.
Yay. Okay, cool, guys. Well, thank you so much for spending today with us. We love talking about the stuff. We love hearing from you guys and seeing you guys bring your ideas to life. So, of course, any questions, leave them on the Facebook group. I know there's some from yesterday. We're going to be getting them later on this afternoon, going back and seeing them. But yeah, let us know if there's anything else that we didn't cover during this about transformation and outcome. Download your worksheet, do those charts. Again, yesterday I said the worksheet should take you about 20 minutes. This one too. Don't go deep, but don't get bogged down too much with it. You know, come at it from a really, like, go somewhere in your house where it's quiet, or, you know, maybe if you could deal with noise, go to a coffee shop, put on your headset, go sit at the park. And just set your timer and go for 20 minutes and just let your mind go. Because this way you'll get into it, but you're not going to get bogged down by overanalyzing or things like that, which I can do. I can get
into analysis paralysis.
Yeah, I can get into the over analytical brain. So set your timer 20 minutes, fill out these charts because you can revisit them later, but it's going to come from a place that is going to start to give you some really big momentum and you're going to start to trust your critical thinking process to help you get clear. Because again, in any type of business, this is the most important foundational step. We're building our house. And then later on, when we have the house, we have the online program, then you can do all this other cool stuff. You know, we get questions all the time. Should I do video? Do I want to do this app? Do I use this? It's like, hold on. Do we have a strong foundation? Because we could paint our house a million colors, but if the wind comes and it falls over, then we're never going to be able to live in it for the long haul, right? So this is why it's so important. So set your timer, 20 minutes. You guys could do this, and then we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.